when Jim McGuinness decides that he's able to do it, I think, well, who would any of the rest of us be to challenge that? And people will make the analogies that there's people have to leave for a while to go to work in any other profession, and maybe is it not complimenting what he's doing, going to somebody like Celtic where he's actually working and thinking on the same kind of platform that he would be with Donegal. So, you know, people have done this before. They've juggled full-time careers and been, you know, football managers in the world of Gaelic football. So I think, again, he obviously has weighed up the situation and says that he's able to manage that. And in fact, I think that he'll see that maybe it'll enhance his ability to be a manager with Donegal. So maybe we all look out for that.
You said he could be an advantage because he'd be at the cutting edge of, I suppose, best practice with Celtic. But I suppose what makes it different from an ordinary job is that, one, he's going to be out of the country for 3 to 4 days and he'd be giving a commitment to another sports team. I mean, is this something that you could see being sustained over a long period of time, that you could carry the can on both sides of the RSC?
No, well, it'll obviously be challenging for him, but I'm sure he has thought long and hard about this, so it's not something you just do off the cuff. I'm sure this has been in his mind for some time, and he's been thinking about how could he best address the two situations where he still wants to be involved in Donegal, and he knows that ultimately he'll probably come back to Gaelic football somewhere along the line, but at the same time he has a career path to follow as well. He's got the credentials behind him to go into that level of engagement in any professional sport or amateur or whatever. So in a professional sport where he's going to make a living out of it and he's got a young family, you know, I think it's understandable what he's doing. And it will be very taxing, there's no doubt about it. It'll be very taxing with being out of the zone for the 3 days or whatever it is and being back in and switching on and off from one to the other will certainly be challenging. But he's met a lot of challenges to date, and I'm sure he'll be able to manage that too.
As an inter-county manager, would you take a certain amount of pride the very fact that, you know, a big professional club like Celtic would look at Gaelic football and see one of its brightest young managers as being you know, as being someone that fits their grand plans?
Yeah, it is good to see that, you know, that professional sports bodies and people like the Scottish Football Association and maybe other sporting organisations anywhere in the Premiership or anywhere else would be aware of, and I know we've always heard they've been aware of what Gaelic Games has to offer. I know that some of these managers have brought their teams over to watch, say, hurling finals or football finals, and been the players asking them how much are these people earning, you know, per week of this, and when they're told nothing, they just can't believe it, you know, the energy and the passion they bring into it. So I think those professional sports people are aware of the value that GA people bring to a sporting organisation, and Jim McGuinness is qualified both practically with what he has done with teams and obviously academically. He's got the qualifications as well to step into that kind of role, and we no one would doubt his ability to carry that through.
On a similar train, looking back to, say, 2003, you would have been credited maybe with bringing Gaelic football to a new level. Jim McGuinness has tweaked it a few notches further. Everybody else is going to have to, not just Tyrone, but everybody's going to have to respond again to that.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's the name of the game, you know. The game never stands still, and people come and bring their own ideas to the party, so to speak, and then you need players who will implement that plan or that way of doing things. And that, I suppose, has been his greatest success, that he, you know, it hasn't been a huge turnaround in personnel that he has worked with, but he's been a huge turnaround in mindset, and he's got these players working together with him to achieve what's best for Donegal. And we all know that you do that once and even doing the same thing again doesn't get you the same result. So yes, he has to do something new anyway, so he's going to be doing something new along with Donegal. The rest of us need to do more than that if we're going to catch up with him, and that's the challenge, and that's the beauty of sport, that it's a never ending process. And you know, in a few years time, somebody else will have introduced a few ideas that's going to be part and parcel of a winning formula, and then we'll all be wondering how do we do that ourselves, you know. So that's I think that's the beauty of what we're in.